good evening. It is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the 27th of January.
My name is Lynn, and you're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live on Burnaby Mountain, BC, Simon Fraser University's premier community radio station. We're located on the stolen ancestral lands of the Coast Salish peoples, including the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam nations. Today, we're going to listen to some sludge metal, but not really. I don't like metal vocals, and I love heavy shoegaze. So I figured, why not compile some tracks that have elements of both and to differentiate between sludge metal and doom. Technically, sludge has roots in hardcore and doom. Doom itself is pretty down-tempo. We're going to call this sludge gaze because doom gaze is genuinely like a well-regarded genre, but sludge gaze is more informally considered, and I don't know, some Reddit threads we're talking about it as sludge gaze, as a genre. Maybe some of the selections today do fall a bit more into the drone side of things, but I don't know. When I hear that, like, predominant, big, dense wall of sound, it almost feels a bit sludgy. And that's kind of the common thread in today's set list. So, yeah, today we're going to start off some Trauma Ray. We got the song Trauma Ray from their EP Transmissions from 2019, I believe. I wanted to start off with this because, honestly, I think Transmissions might be one of the most beautiful albums I've ever listened to straight up. It's transcendental. And I was interested. I was like, why is it Trauma Ray? Because it's Trauma Ray with the little, like, forgive me, I don't know, the little dots over the A. And it comes from a German word, which means the state of daydreaming, which is very apt for a shoegaze band, of course. These guys are from Fort Worth, Texas. We got a lot of good new gays coming from out of Texas. We got Narrowhead, Glare. Also, I believe Money is from Texas. We're going to listen to them later in the hour. We'll be right back.
That was Trauma Ray by Trauma Ray off of their 2019 album Transmissions. Actually, it's 2018. I lied. What a beautiful song. Up next from Tokyo, we've got Boris with Farewell from their 2004 album Pink. This, I feel like, is the pinnacle of what I was talking about when I meant sludge gaze. You'll see what I mean. They're a legendary psych rock and doom metal band. They kind of veer into shoegaze territory sometimes. Pink is such a good album, but I highly recommend listening to their first album, which I believe is called Flood. It's like one song, but it's an hour long.
Thank you. That was Boris with Farewell, the first track off of their 2004 album Pink. Up next, we're going to listen to some Centaur with the song Same Place from In Streams, 2002 album, Matt Tailbot from Hum's side project Post Hum. I am a massive Hum fan. They were my number one artist on Spotify last year. But this album in particular, it's a solo project, and it's this very beautiful album that deals with themes of loss and grief and anguish. It's very droney in some places. It still maintains that heavy, soft texture contrast that feels inherently shoegazy and what makes Hum so great. I think it definitely impacted Hum's direction on the 2020 return album Waves. I'm going to play that after. It's very sludgy. I did a whole deep dive on Hum back in November of last year that explored their sound and how influential their usage of heavy walls, of sound fuzz, distortion that followed from their post-hardcore roots with a little reverb sprinkled in for a dreamier, spacier sound. 1995's You'd Prefer I Were an Astronaut and 1998's Downward is Heavenward are two must listens if this is your thing. But after this, we're going to listen to Waves off of the song Step Into You.
Thank you.
That was Hum with Step Into You from their 2020 album Inlet. Here at CJSF, we're 100% commercial free, but instead we feature public service announcements to support our community and provide educational resources to our listeners. So we're going to listen to some up next.
And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Up next, we're going to listen to Sun Organ with the song Angel off of their album Portal. They're from Tampa originally, currently located in Philly. We got a really great shoegaze revival scene going on in Philly right now.